Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, July 5th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, did you guys hear the big news over the weekend? I mean, big news, all right? So apparently NASA's Juno spacecraft is now orbiting the largest body in our solar system. Yep, it's right now circling around Michael Moore. No, not Michael Moore. Jupiter. It's circling Jupiter. I know they're close in size, but it traveled about 5 years and 1.8 billion, with a B, miles to get to Jupiter. It's going to take pictures. It's going to skim the cloud tops. All sorts of cool stuff. See, stuff like this interests me. I'm kind of like an astrophysics nerd, even though I know nothing about it. I watch Science Channel, and I nod my head along like I know what the heck they're talking about. Usually I don't. But it's cool pictures, and the animation's cool, and, you know. So, that's big news. Good for NASA. And let's move on with today's headlines. First, on the day after we celebrated our nation's independence, Teflon Hillary gets to celebrate her Houdini-like escape from the hands of justice. Also, as an unprecedented amount of anger rains down on the FBI after releasing their report about Hillary Clinton's emails, are the calls for lawlessness justified, or is that exactly what the administration wants? And while people are screaming corruption, what if James Comey and the FBI have something else in mind? I have a theory, not quite a tin hat, paper, or whatever you call it, aluminum foil hat theory, but it's a theory I think you're going to want to hear. We have all that, plus Donald Trump meets with two more VP possibilities over the weekend, and as if there weren't enough reasons to cancel the Olympics in Rio, I'm going to give you five more, all right? But first, let's kick the show off. Let's kick the weekend off. The week off. I'm still on weekend mode, the same way we always do with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, guys, I want you to go check out RhinoReport.com. RhinoReport.com. We have two new Rhino reporters. They're going to be contributing. I read stuff over the weekend, and we talked about it, and we're going to get them published. So I should have their stuff probably today, and we'll get it up there, along with some new Rhino rants. Lots of cool stuff there. And a big hello to all those now listening on Red Nation Rising Radio. We're live there, 2 p.m. Eastern, so hello to you guys. Big launch on, midnight? Midnight on July 4th. So there was a big push for it, and now we're live, so very cool. We have a lot to get to today. Hey, if you guys want to be a Rhino reporter, send me your submission. You can send it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll look it over. I'll give you some advice, and you'll resubmit it to me. That's how most of these work, and then we'll get you published, all right? So we're very excited to have two more coming on board, and you know, the show and the website's growing every day, so that's good to hear. And make sure you check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all over the place. We're listed everywhere. We're live a lot of places. K98talk.com. You can hear us there, 11 p.m. Eastern. So much to get to today, guys. Hang in there, because when we come back, we're going to do what we always do, and we're going to go 100 miles an hour towards the finish. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday show of the Rhino Report. I keep wanting to say Monday. My head's just in the clouds today. Maybe I watched too many fireworks in the last couple of days. Here in New York, fireworks are illegal. We cannot be trusted with lighting wicks and walking away, which I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe at some point someone blew their hand off or something. But it's okay for, like, Giants players to light fireworks, right? JPP blew half of his hand off last year. But no, we can't be trusted here, so we have to watch him on TV. Even, for the longest time, we could buy sparklers in our grocery stores. They'd have pallets of them, and you could pick up, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 boxes of sparklers. They're like $1 each, and you could run around with sparklers, and they didn't really hurt you if you had a little spark fly on. No big deal. But now those are outlawed, too. We just cannot be trusted here to play with such highly explosive materials. But I did watch the New York City fireworks. They're always very good, the Macy's fireworks. Macy's has two big events here in the city every year. They have the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they have the fireworks. They had the Air Force chorus was there. Very, very good. But if you were watching fireworks on PBS, you were probably disappointed if you were paying attention. Now, it was cloudy and a little dreary in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where PBS was drawing their feed from. So, without telling anybody, they didn't even play the real fireworks. They played recorded fireworks from last year. And it took a keen observer to realize this. People on Twitter started saying, hey, this isn't live, because when you look in the background, the Capitol building was there. It's got a nice backdrop to these fireworks. There was no scaffolding around it. And as we all know, they're redoing the dome of the Capitol building, and there's scaffolding and all sorts of Tyvek all around it. Yeah, wasn't there. And people on Twitter were saying, hey, what's going on here? They want to watch live fireworks on the 4th of July. This was their Capitol 4th, they call it, on PBS. Now, if you're listening to this show, there's a good chance you don't watch PBS. But hey, if you did, and hopefully you changed the channel when you realized it. So they came out with a statement, 2 o'clock in the morning, saying that they intercut some footage from last year. It was hours and hours after the fireworks event was over. So hopefully you guys had a great 4th of July, and everyone was safe, and you're vigilant, and no one got hurt, and you played with tons of sparklers, and you did it for me, because I'm living vicariously through you. For those of you who are kind of new to the show, we do something called the Rhino Mailbag. And we try to, and some of you are laughing now, but we try to get to the question every day. We'll pick a question out of the mailbag, and we'll say, yeah, okay, we'll answer it on air. If you want to partake in that, you can ask your question, hashtag AskRhino, R-Y-N-O, or you can email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. There's a few ways to do it. You can go to the website, rhinoreport.com, and you can submit your question there. Now, sometimes there's just too much material, and we can't get to it. In fact, the last week, we've had trouble getting to it. I still have one about Puerto Rico I want to talk about. Some of you guys, like I said, are laughing about this. But we're going to make a bigger, a more concerted effort to get to the Rhino Mailbag. All right, let's move on. We got to talk about what happened at 11 o'clock today. 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, James Comey comes out, of course, the FBI director, and yada, 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 no charges are being recommended against Hillary Clinton. Now, there were some dribs and drabs of sources on Saturday saying that this might happen. Of course, Saturday, the FBI met with Hillary for 3.5 hours at her home in Virginia, near Washington, D.C., which I believe she owns that exclusively. I don't believe Bill Clinton is on that home, but that's neither here nor there. I can only imagine she pled the fifth for 3.5 hours. Now, Cheryl Mills was there, which is kind of interesting. I think what happened here was Cheryl Mills made herself an attorney, because she is an attorney, so she made herself Hillary Clinton's attorney. Therefore, she can't violate client-attorney privilege. I don't know that that's been widely reported. That's just my estimation of what may have happened there. Otherwise, she had no reason to be there. You don't interview people in groups. That's not how you do it. Anyone working in the law enforcement knows that. You interview people separately. People get this group mentality. They play telephone. They come up with a story that's not really true. So you always get them individually. And I think a lot of people thought that, well, this is it. Finally, Hillary got interviewed, and we'll be seeing a report in the next week or so. I don't think any of us thought it was going to be today. I don't think we thought that. Me, myself, I figured, give it 10 days, 14 days, maybe the week before their convention, something in that area. But when I heard there was going to be a statement by the FBI this morning, I think we all knew what the statement was going to be about. I knew right then and there, no charges. No charges. It's too soon. Too soon. Not enough information to go through. That's it. Mind made up. Now, a lot of people are mad about this. And I understand. I do understand. Because in our own Pledge of Allegiance, we say with liberty and justice for all. And this does not convey that there is justice for all. Right? Now, James Comey was supposed to do a Q&A with reporters after this press conference this morning. He did not. He walked away. He kind of slinked away. And for those of you who never realized, James Comey is very tall and very thin. It's hard to get that sometimes, to gauge that, but I saw people bringing that up on Twitter. Now, what the FBI director did was he outlined a lot of things. He told you that he was going to present the report to the DOJ. He told you how he was going to do the report, and then he told you what the findings of that report were. Well, most of what he said, I was listening to this report or watching it and saying, huh, night-night, Hillary. Night-night, right? Lots of evidence. Evidence that she willingly sent classified material that was deemed classified at the time. And then a whole slew of emails that were classified later on by various agencies. He said that Hillary and her aides were careless, right? They made a lot of mistakes. They didn't handle information well. This, to me, all sounded like it was working its way up to a bench verdict. This is what a judge does in a bench trial. They lay out the evidence that they found out during the case, and they render their verdict. Now, when you have a judge that gives you a preponderance of evidence that leads towards beyond a reasonable doubt, the answer generally is guilty, right? Guilty. Not so fast here. Not so fast. The whole thing started with the initial statement. Now, I have all these statements here. He says, after a tremendous amount of work over the last year, the FBI is completing its investigation and referring the matter to the Department of Justice for a prosecutor decision. Our investigation looked at whether there's evidence classified information was improperly stored or transmitted on the personal system in violation of a federal statute that makes it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way, or a second statute making it a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. Well, all right. So they're going to look in to see if whether or not she was improperly storing material. And lo and behold, the answer was yes. The answer was yes, she was. But it sounds like the FBI sort of invoked the oops defense. Oops, we didn't know. We didn't know we couldn't do it that way. We got to get into this, guys. We're going to talk about this the entire show, probably. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's show. So we're going through some of these quotes, right? Everyone's reading quotes today. They're all reading these James Comey quotes. This, you know, he delivers a speech pretty well. If he's reading a teleprompter, he did it pretty well. If you memorized it, well, good for him. He's in the FBI. He should be able to do that. So he says, although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Now just give it to Marilyn Mosby then. She's not reasonable. She'll prosecute this. He also says prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. Okay, so great. Now we know he's laying down a precedent. This was handled in a certain way with General Petraeus. So it sounds like we should be handling it the same way now, no? Well, he continues. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of information. 30,000 emails, is that not vast? How vast does it have to be? Exposed in such a way to support an inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States or efforts to obstruct justice. We did not see those things here. Now, this was all after Comey outlined how she tried to delete her server. He referenced a picture and a puzzle that someone took the frame off and dumped all the pieces of the puzzle in the middle because she didn't clean her server correctly. So that's not obstruction? I need to go back to the academy because that sounds like an obstruction to me. Disloyalty to the United States. Well, I don't know, WikiLeaks just released a whole bunch of emails that they found. China, Russia. Right? Sort of disloyal, if you ask me. He says, to be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. Should I read that again, or did you guys hear that? In most cases, this is criminal, but in this case, not really. I don't think so. Nothing to see here. Once again, do as I say, not as I do. That's what's going on here. So why is it okay for Hillary Clinton to openly break the law? The FBI laid out a litany of evidence during this 20-minute speech. But no charges, because not in this situation. Not in this situation. And he kind of goes on. I'm not going to read all the quotes, but he goes on to say this is going to be, you know, Monday morning quarterbacked and whatever else. Well, yeah, absolutely. He said there was no political interference. None. None whatsoever. So Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton, that's not interference at all. Talking about grandkids, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. How many FBI agents, I wonder, are going to wind up resigning over this? We already saw one resign in February. Now, who knows? Who knows? A year's worth of work, 150 agents. They laid out the evidence in front of the American people and told you to go stick it. That's what they just did. The FBI has now failed us twice in a month. Twice. Omar Mateen and Hillary Clinton. Both national security risks. Both. Unbelievable. It's right in front of our faces now, guys. Right in front. They told you she did everything wrong. Now, not knowing the law is not a reason or not an excuse to say, well, I broke it, I didn't know. You can't use that. That's not an affirmative defense. You can't just say, I didn't know the law. And that's what they were saying here, right? James Comey was saying, well, they just didn't know. It was, you know, they mishandled it, and it was sort of not on the up and up, but they really didn't know. And how does the Secretary of State not know? Well, guess what? She does. She did. They all knew. That's why she put in a private server. That's why it was not conducted over State Department email servers. He even said that her server did not even have none of the security it needed. Right? The server at the Parks Department has more security than her server did in the bathroom or basement. I'm a little disappointed with James Comey. I am. And we're going to talk about where we go from here and what the left is saying right now. Because they are elated. Elated. Hang in there, guys. We'll be back in a brief minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Quick little break there, and we're off and running. We're still talking about this FBI report, and I feel like we'll be talking about it probably until November. Just a few more quotes about the evidence that they had compiled here. It said, none of these emails should have been on any unclassified system, but the presence of these emails is especially concerning. That was a Comey quote. He also said, there's evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that information, which this goes towards negligence. Also, there is evidence that they were extremely careless, that they were extremely careless. Now, extremely careless means negligent. They are synonymous. We've talked about how you can determine negligence, right? The elevator theory. If you're in an elevator and someone's coming down the hallway and they say, hey, hold the door, and you press the door open button, but they get stuck anyway, you try to do the right thing. You're not negligent. Okay? Same situation. They're saying, hey, hold the door, and you don't do anything. You don't hit the door open button. You don't hit the door close button. Nothing. You sit there and you wait, and the door closes on their arm. You are negligent. You could have prevented it, or at least tried to prevent it. Now, if someone's coming down the hallway and they're saying, hey, hold the door, and you say, hey, screw this guy, and you push the door close button, and you close it purposefully on them, that is grossly negligent. That is how you determine culpability and negligence. It's very, very simple. Now, if somebody is acting extremely carelessly, which one are they doing? They're either negligent or grossly negligent. There is culpability. Now, liberals are pointing out, and those on the left, and, you know, your MSNBCs and the Clinton News Network and all those, they're pointing out that Comey was appointed by George W. Bush. He's a Republican, yada, yada, yada. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That means nothing. These are the same people that say how straight-laced he is. Now they're turning the argument a little bit. How are we, as a society, to view the justice system if the FBI director himself contradicts what he's saying? Well, she broke the law in a number of different ways, but we're not going to charge her. There's nothing really here. No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute this. That doesn't make any sense to me. There are a lot of questions now. Probably more questions now than there were before. There are people who are calling for his resignation effective immediately. Now he's not going to resign. I understand that. He's not going to. Maybe at some point he'll write a book about the whole thing. Who knows? Who knows? And like I mentioned before, how many of these FBI agents will wind up resigning also and say that this work was for nothing? They put their heart, soul, blood, time into this. They found a ton of evidence and still no recommendation to indict. Who knows? Did they sign non-disclosures like the Secret Service has to now? Who knows? A lot of questions still out there. Was it coincidence that this announcement just so happens to be the same day that Barack Hussein Obama is starting to campaign for Hillary? In fact, they're using your tax dollars right now to fly around that Air Force One. Yep, a campaigning candidate who is not the president is using Air Force One. Will she be paying back that money? What do you think? And why did Hillary know on June 3rd that there was, quote, absolutely no possibility that she wouldn't be indicted? She said that in an interview on June 3rd. Are we all getting played the fool here? That's kind of what it sounds like to me. And what about the State Department IG report? An IG appointed by the Obama administration who said a lot of things were wrong here. We saw that report and we all said, oh, it's coming. It's coming. You can use this report now in the FBI case. Yeah, nothing. Nothing, right? Now, there are people out there that are saying, if Hillary doesn't follow the law, why should I? Why should I follow it? And the tweets were immediate. Immediate. One person here says, if Hillary is not indicted and found guilty for emails, how can we expect ordinary citizens to follow the law? Someone else says, if Hillary is not indicted, why should I ever follow another law? I've played by the rules my entire life, every day. Yeah, I get it. It's a double standard. Well, if this administration didn't have a double standard, have no standard at all. Dinesh D'Souza says, if reports are accurate that James Comey won't indict, how that'll encourage these Clinton gangsters to continue their crime spree. Yeah, that's been going on for a long time. Matt Walsh, the FBI director, actually said that others who've done the same thing may face consequences, but not Hillary. He actually said that. That's from Matt Walsh. You know, and that's, he's talking about Petraeus here. That's what he's talking about. Well, it was good for that, but yeah, we're not going to apply it here. Why should there be any continuity? None whatsoever. Ben Shapiro, who I normally disagree with on a lot of things, but finally he has his crosshairs pointed at the right target. He says, Hillary's activity is the definition of gross negligence. No prosecution. Lawlessness at the highest level. Now, we just talked about negligence and how you determine that. Yes, Mr. Shapiro is 100% correct here. I don't normally think that, but he is here. Other people. Once every generation, the Clintons help to remind everyone how corrupt the system is. Youngsters, it's your turn. I could have said that better myself. Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, I wonder, when I first started hearing this report, and it started to process in my head what direction it was going in, the first thing I think about, I think same thing as a lot of you, is what is this going to mean for Donald Trump's campaign? Because the Hillary campaign thinks this is going to sink the Trump ship, right? She's off the hook. She's free. Well, James Comey did offer quite a few sound bites for the Trump campaign and the Trump PACs that will start running commercials in the near future. He let on some information there. Was this smoke and mirrors by James Comey? Or was this a wink and a nod? Now you could look at it both ways. You could look at it both ways. And I think maybe there was some little wink and a nod here. I do. While I'm mad about it, we can pull some good out of it, and we're going to do that when we come back. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, welcome back, guys. We're talking about this FBI report, of course, like everybody else is. It's going to be the big news for a long time. And will this help or hurt Trump? Now, the immediate reaction from mainstream media and the left is this puts the whole thing to bed. Hillary can now go on to win this thing very, very handily. Now, I happen to think that Trump's numbers may spike a little bit. I think this is people now seeing, because it will be widely reported on Fox News and other outlets, that there was some sort of contradiction here, that she broke the law and laws that apply to us don't apply to her. And I believe some people will come around, and this may have been the worst thing for Hillary. You know, she may not wind up in handcuffs, which would have been nice to see, but this may actually tank her political career. Could this report finally get some of these never-Trumpers to hop on board and say, you know what, I don't like Trump, but I like the corruption even less? Could it? Maybe. I hope so. Now, we support Trump on this show because, well, he's the presumptive nominee. If something happens at the convention and shenanigans take place, we'll support whoever it is, probably. It depends. We won't support Mitt Romney. That we won't do. But could this actually spike Trump's numbers? And people start saying, you know what, I am tired of people living above the law. Remember, liberty and justice for all. That's why we say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day on this show. So we remember it. We remember it. Those words have a lot of meaning to them, especially in this last weekend with our Independence Day. such an important holiday for this country. It's not just fireworks and hot dogs. And we saw the last two words or last three words of our Pledge of Allegiance ripped off today. Absolutely ripped off. Now, let me ask you this question. Would you rather Trump, let's just say it's Trump, run against Biden? Or perhaps, I don't know, Sanders or Bloomberg? All three poll higher than Trump in internal and private polling. Hillary, she's barely hanging on. Did the FBI do Trump a favor here? Maybe, wink and a nod? It's possible. Biden would wipe the floor with Donald Trump. I hate to say it, but he probably would. He probably would. Now, Biden Rubio, Biden Cruz, probably not so much. Biden Trump? Yeah. Yeah, this keeps Hillary in the game. See what I'm getting at? James Comey is a very smart guy. He's not an idiot by any stretch of the imagination. Did he mean to maybe light a fire under the butts of GOP supporters? And I'm kind of turning it around and theorizing a little bit, maybe a little devil's advocate. But is that what happened? Do you think he planned that? Don't think for a second he's not calculating too. Does Comey know that Hillary's beatable? And he gave Trump and the super PACs, like I mentioned before, a ton of sound bites. A ton. A metric ton of sound bites that will be used. I guarantee you that. They will be used. She can't use any sound bites from that press conference. Oh, well, she broke the law, but we're not going to charge her. Is that what she's going to use? She can't use any. None. The Trump campaign can use an awful lot. So like I said, was this smoke and mirrors, or was this a wink and a nod? I know my gut reaction is I was sick. I literally got sick to my stomach when I was listening to this. But I'm trying to find the bright side of it. A lot of doom and gloom lately. A lot of doom and gloom. Terrorist attacks in this country, abroad, Turkey, Orlando, Baghdad, everywhere. Hillary gets away with just about everything. Teflon Clintons, right? We need some good news. So maybe Comey was giving us something here? Possibly? He'd never say it. Not in a million years. He'd never say that. Do you think Obama might have been a little, I don't know, a little mad? That he couldn't put Biden in? I don't know, maybe. Maybe. Now, Donald Trump, he immediately took to Twitter and said, the system is rigged. General Petraeus got in trouble for far less, very, very unfair, as usual, bad judgment. And just a few minutes later, he says, FBI director said, crooked Hillary compromised our national security, no charges, wow, hashtag rigged system. Now, I wonder if rigged system, what he's been saying for a while. Now, he tweeted out on Saturday that he believed no charges were coming. There were some sources that had said this. CNN got a hold of a couple sources. Now, you would have had to have been in the room to know that. So who knows if they were just prognosticating or if they actually had a real source. But Trump seemed to know on Saturday that this was coming. Now, rigged system resonates with a lot of people. It resonates with Never Trumpers, it resonates with Bernie voters, and it resonates big time with Trump's supporters, who, the Trumpeters, whatever you want to call yourself, I mean, listen, this is something that you guys like. You like hearing this. Well, it's true. It's 100% true. So, we'll see Trump come out and make a statement, but again, look forward to the ads you're going to see, the TV ads. That show the FBI director saying how corrupt the whole State Department was. Those are going to be good. Those are going to be good. Now, Donald Trump seems to be vetting his VP over the weekend, and we'll come back to this tomorrow, I'm sure. But, yeah, Joni Ernst, is she in the mix? Is she in the mix? They met over the weekend, as did Trump with Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who is being very, very mum on what they spoke about. That adds these two names to, well, the list we heard last week of Gingrich and Chris Christie. I think Joni Ernst could be pretty good. She runs some good campaign ads. Her campaign ads were really good. Maybe her team can get in there and help Trump a little bit with his ads, which he needs to start running very, very quickly. So, hey, listen, maybe Jeff Sessions? Who knows, guys? We're going to find out very shortly. Hang in there. We'll be back in about a minute. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Shipps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drshipps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Shipps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Shipps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Shipps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drshipps.com. That's drshepps.com. 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Hello, CRN listeners. This is Michael Horn inviting you to join me and my co-host, sommelier Nicole Nielsen from Roos Chris Steakhouse, as we present What's Cooking on Wine. Find out about the latest trends in wine, great food, spirits, and a whole lot more. It's What's Cooking on Wine, done live at 6 o'clock Monday nights at Roos Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California, and then the replays throughout the weekend right here on CRN. So if you love wine and you love great food, it's What's Cooking on Wine right here on CRN.
All right, welcome back to the last segment of today's Tuesday show. The hour just seems to fly by. Hey, listen, I'd like your input here. Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, Jeff Sessions, Joni Ernst, which one of those five do you think would be the best VP for Donald Trump? Which one? I have my pick here. I think I know who I would pick if I was the Donald. Who would you pick? Who would you pick? And especially those of you who consider yourself to be never Trumpers. Does one of these sway your opinion? Just curious. You can you can send that to me on Twitter or email me. I'll read some of them off tomorrow maybe. But I'm just curious which one, because they're all pretty good choices. I mean, I don't see one here that I go, oh, absolutely not. Now, Pence is in the middle of a re-election bid, so he might be out. But Gingrich, Christie, Sessions, and Ernst. I don't know. Good group. Good group of people. All right. As if you needed more reasons to not go to Rio for the Olympics, let me give you five more. This is a Breitbart article. Now, I like Breitbart in doses. Not my favorite, but it's okay. They have here, number one, the police don't have enough money to buy toilet paper. Now, the current president is asking, or the acting governor, I guess, is asking for $900 million from the federal government to help pay for security at Rio. That money has not been allotted yet. In fact, he even says that if you don't have it, this money that he's asking for, it can even cause a total breakdown in public security, health, education, mobility, and environmental management. Police helicopters are grounded, patrol cars are parked, the city's security forces are so cash-strapped they're reportedly begging for donations of pens, cleaning supplies, and toilet paper. Alright, so that's one reason. Number two, the ministers who are responsible for hosting these events, well, they're resigning one by one. One by one, they're just saying, nope, I want nothing to do with this. You have the Minister of Tourism, Henrique Alves, said nope. Sports Minister George Hilton and Colonel Adilson Moreira, nope, they're out too. They've denounced their senior positions. They don't want to be on the hook for this thing. If you've noticed, NBC is not advertising these Olympics very much. They're not. Not like in past years. You know, they flood where they can with open spots they have. But, nope, not the same as past years. Now, the water these athletes are supposed to swim and compete in, they are polluted. They're finding, like, dead bodies, human waste, blood-filled syringes. Terrible. Terrible. All in the waters that they're supposed to swim through for some of these competitions that are like, I don't know, like marathon stuff or triathlon stuff or whatever it is. Hopefully it's not in the pools too, right? I guess it's just in the bay there. One quote here from a biologist, he says, the feces of thousands of people emptied into the river without treatment is everywhere. Everywhere. So if you're swimming in the Rio area, close your mouth. Close your mouth. Don't drink that stuff. Also, the subway, we talked about this, connecting the tourist part of Rio to where the games are to be held. On the other side of Rio, there's a subway. It's not finished. Not finished. They haven't finished the big dig there. So get used to walking a few miles if you're going to go to any of these venues. They said there's construction everywhere. Sewage fills the air. It just smells like, well, crap. That's what it smells like. And last but not least, Zika. Zika's a good reason to not go. The majority of worldwide cases are in Brazil, and in fact, Rio has the highest number of cases for a locality, and that's one reason to not go. Now, even the IOC is, like, chastising these athletes that don't want to go because of Zika. Well, if you need four more reasons, just listen to this show. I outlined them for you. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, same time, same place, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.